Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. Last week, the Marshfield School District honored their employees that are retiring this year. Among the 14 retirees was Daniel Webster Elementary School principal Sarah Prouty. Sarah Prouty has been the principal since 2010, and before that, she was the assistant principal at Ames Way. The girls' varsity lacrosse team got together to do a good thing last week. Team captain suggested that the team help local seniors with their spring cleaning. The team coach, who is on her first year, said that she hopes to make it an annual tradition. Students from Governor Winslow Elementary took a trip last week to the historic Winslow House to see how the people of Marshfield lived 400 years ago. Kids dressed in period clothing were given a tour of the house and the yard. I'm sure it was a super fun event. The Molly Walk will be taking place this Saturday, starting at the Dandelion Park in the center. Participants will walk a 5K to raise money for the Molly Fitzgerald Memorial Fund, which supports education and arts in Marshfield through scholarships and funding school programs. The South Shore Arts Festival begins this Friday and goes all weekend. Artists from all over the South Shore come together in Cohasset to promote culture and art at this fun-filled festival. There will be music, food, and art vendors as well. The event starts at 1 on Friday, 10 on Saturday, and noon on Sunday. Make sure to get some of your groceries this week from local farmers at the farmers market this Friday at 2. You'll find honey, greens, jams, coffee, gifts, and lots of other essentials. The market takes place at the fairgrounds, and parking is free on the Gracie Ryder side of the fairgrounds. Next week, the Clift Rogers Library will be hosting their 15th annual garden tour. Attendees will visit 6 gardens around Marshfield to look at plants and local artwork. Tickets are $18 on the day of the event and $15 in advance, and are available at the Clift Rogers Library, the Marshfield Hills General Store, and at Roach Brothers Supermarket in Marshfield. This sounds like a nice chance to get some fresh air and see 6 beautiful gardens. Looking for a relaxing way to start your summer day? Join the North-South River Watershed Association for Yoga at the River's Edge. Starting at 8:30 at the Wrexham Dunes, Yoga at the River's Edge is a great opportunity to see the beauty of Marshfield and get some fresh air while you do something good for your body and mind. Just show up with a yoga mat to participate. Now over to the library. On Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. is Songtime for Littles, a place for children under 2 and their caregivers to sing songs, move around, and play with toys. Also on Tuesday is Tales for Tots. This event starts at 10:30 a.m. and is geared towards kids 2 to 5 and their caregivers to sing songs, move around, tell stories, and play with toys. Should be fun! On Wednesday at 4:30, the Classical Book Group is meeting. The Classical Book Group meets on the second Wednesday of each month to read and discuss the classics, historical and modern. New members are always welcome to join the lively discussion. For more information and to obtain a copy of the book selection, contact librarian Chris Woods at 781-834-5535. Then at 6 p.m., children under 6 and their caregivers are invited to PJ Storytime, where kids can come read books, sing songs, and play with movement and rhyme. On Monday at 9:30 a.m. is Songtime for Littles, and at 10:30 is Tales for Tots. Now let's take a look at what's happening over at Town Hall. On Tuesday, both the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting and the Marshfield Housing Partnership meeting happen at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, the Council on Aging, SALT Council, and Triad meeting happen at 12:30, and the Community Preservation Committee meeting happens at 6:30. The Council on Aging Grounds Committee meeting is at 10 a.m. on Thursday, and on Monday, the Planning Board and the Advisory Board will meet at 7. Tune into our public programming on Channel 13 if you have Comcast, and Channel 34 if you have Verizon, to catch Control Room at 7 on Wednesday, followed by Open Chair at 8. On Thursday at 7 is Talk of the Town. You can watch our Memorial Day parade and ceremony coverage on our Vimeo page at vimeo.com/marshfieldtv. Now for the weather. Tuesday will be 75 and sunny. At night it will drop down to the mid-50s. Wednesday will be 75 with a 50% chance of rain, with possible thunderstorms at night. On Thursday, temperatures will rise to the 80s and it'll be sunny all day. Friday will be 70 and sunny, 75 and sunny on Saturday, and Sunday will be 77 and sunny. And finally, Monday will be 81 and partly cloudy. That's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now I'd like to leave you with a quote from primatologist and anthropologist Jane Goodall. Change happens by listening and then starting a dialogue with the people who are doing something you don't believe is right. Thank you for listening and have a great week.